two Bibles in your hands, if you will. I want you to go to Psalm 77. Psalm 77. I will not read all of our text on today. My focus is really, today will be on verses 1 and 2. But I want to challenge you to, in fact, read all the way down to verse 12. Good to see you, Chaz. Bless you. In Psalm 77, if you will, for those of you who may not have your Bibles with you, it's all right, it'll be on the monitors for you. For those of you who do not know or are not familiar, I've been preaching in a series called Journeying Through the Psalms, the Blues of the Gospel, Blues of the Gospel. And I'm going to read to you from the NIV version of God's Word, the Blues of the Gospel. Here's what I want you all to see. I cried out to God for help. Y'all see that? Cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night, stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned, and I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated, and my spirit asked, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all times? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Verse 6, I remembered my songs in the night. I want to preach for a few moments, Brother Charles. I want to talk about singing in the night. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, on your way down to your seat, just tell the person next to you, singing in the night. Singing in the night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Charlie. Singing in the night. Singing in the night. Have you ever had a song to come to you in the middle of the night? Some song of comfort in the middle of a major crisis. Song of joy in, right in the middle of some sorrow. Song of hope in the middle of despair. Song of love, right in the middle of some heartbreak. And it's almost as if the button for the looping the song has been pushed in the subconscious of my mind. And I end up singing the lyrics and the refrain over and over again as I hear the melody playing in my head. Songs like Leandria Johnson's song, Better Days Are Coming. Sometimes it feels cold, and you feel like you're all alone. But hold on. Better days are coming. Songs that just come to you in the night. Songs like Marvin Sapp's song, Never Would Have Made It. Never Would Have Made It Without You. Songs that just come to you in the night. Now, I am acutely aware of my audience. I know that all of you all are not singing gospel songs and hymns in the night. Yeah. When you become overwhelmed by life and its circumstances, you start singing songs like Message by Grandmaster Flash in Furious Five. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going. Songs that just come to you in the night, when your heart's been broken and stepped on. Sing songs like No Love Lost by Keisha Cole. Should have burned all your clothes, but I got too much pride for that. Could have did you wrong on the low, but I'm just gonna let karma handle that. No love lost. Oh, the only thing you hear me say, no love lost. Songs that just come to you in the night. For my blues lovers who found them a good thing. Or sing songs like Can't Stay Too Long by King George. I'll help you with the lyrics. I used to hang out every night, running around in the club. Yeah, I thought I had everything. Thought I never needed love. And that's when God sent an angel straight down from up above. She came and swept me off my feet, showed me the meaning of true love. Now my friends say, yeah, they ask me, why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh and call me names like old man and party pooper. But I found me a good thing, and I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time, I might come through, but I can't come through to stay. Can't stay too long. I gotta keep moving. I felt something right there. Y'all, songs that just come to us in the night. It's as if the replay button had been pushed in our minds, and the songs keep playing over and over again. Which brings me to our text. Brother Ralph, the psalmist here, gets a song in the night. When we look at our text, we'll see that the psalm begins with worry, but it ends with wonder. The psalm starts out with anguish, but it ends with alleviation. So our text is about the author starting out with a doubtful, deprived, and distressful state of being, but discover God's presence, his power, and his purpose. It's not readily known as to when this psalm was written. There are those who believe our text was written in the northern kingdom around 7 BC. There are others who believe that it was written during the Babylonian captivity. Not only are we not definitely sure of when this book was written, but this psalm also does not reveal what it is that specifically is troubling our writer. We are clear, however, that the writer is in pain, and he brings his pain into the face of heaven. Our text explores in raw footage the author's response to the painful life that circumstances have given unto him. I believe even this morning I'm talking to somebody whose past few months have been painfully and emotionally draining for you. I'm talking to some people right now, Sean, who are listening to me, who has had some emotional issues and have been painfully wreaked with y'all, situations that's causing you to wonder, where is God? Everywhere you turn, bad news is hitting you square in your face. Seems as though you can't catch a break. You become hunched over under the weight of all of what you are currently going through. If they had seen you earlier, they would have seen you crawl into a fetal position because of the pain you've been going through. Y'all, when we look at the mood and the tense of our text, I believe the author of the text is operating in an ongoing state of oppression. I can see without a shadow of a doubt that the author is anxious, he's agitated, and he's apprehensive. With a bout of insomnia, the writer of our text is irritated, but yet inquiring. He asks in verses 7 through 9, keep your Bibles open, watch the Bible. He asks in verses 7 through 9, will the Lord reject forever? Y'all see it? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all times? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Yo, I think that this is a good place for me to point out to those of you who make up my audience on this morning, that the life of faith, in spite of its many blessings, is not without its many burdens. I'll wait for you. The life of faith, in spite of its many blessings, is not without its many burdens. Watchman Nee. Once said, we seldom learn anything new about God except through adversity. Every affliction, comes with a message from the heart of God. Listen to me, hear me good. Pastor White, every affliction that the Lord sends our way comes with a message from the heart of God. The burdens of the spiritual life are often the bridge to bring us into the blessings of the spiritual life. Do it again, preacher. I will. Would you push the rewind button, please? I said the burdens of the spiritual life are often the bridge that brings us into the blessings of spiritual life. I believe that our God can use the night to bring us into the light. God is able to provide us with music in the night, joy in sorrow, and hope for tomorrow. Our God is able to take your situation and make music out of it. You meant it for evil, but God knows how to turn it around for our good. Can I get you all to give God praise right there? So Asaph, the writer of our text, is going through a dreadful night season. He's encased in darkness. The heaviness of his predicament pulls him to his knees. His arms are constantly stretched out in prayer. He's had sleepless nights. His mind is weary. His heart is troubled. He moans, he faints, and he cries out to God. He's tired. He's hurting. He's caught in a painful cycle of physical, emotional, and spiritual exhaustion. Am I talking to anybody? Asaph, the writer, is so troubled that he cannot even get his words out. His spoken cries to God grow more and more silent until they drown out in muted whimpers under the heavy burden of his tragedy. Asaph was not concerned with keeping a social image or trying to hide his brokenness behind some cultural platitudes or distorted social media updates. He's not exaggerating his pain, nor was he playing it down. What we see is what he was. He was broken and in pain. And yet, in the second part of the psalm, we see a transition take place. We hear a different tone in Asaph's thinking, though he is emotionally paralyzed by pain. What we see in verse 6 is a fascinating transition from worrying to wonder. Rather than worrying about his world, he has instead wed himself to God's word. He intentionally decides to focus on the works of God and the things God has already done. So here's the question, y'all. Here's the question. What happened in his life that prompted this movement from complaint to comfort? Verse 6 tells us, here it is. Verse 6 gives us the answer. I remembered my songs in the night. Y'all, God gave him midnight music. With a grief-stricken body and a silenced throat, Asaph turns to remember what he calls his songs in the night. Song of comfort in the midst of chaos, a song of joy while in the midst of sorrow, a song of hope right in the middle of despair. In the night, God gives him a song. Elder Crystal, I said, in the night, when stuff ain't going well, God gives him a song. Somebody listening to me right now is in a nighttime moment. You're in a night season. Let me tell somebody while I'm here that you only discover your theology when you are in a night season of life. Pastor, give me the grandmama cornbread version. You only know who God is when trouble comes in your life. Until then, it's all theoretical. It's all conjecture. But when your night season comes, when the night season hits, when darkness is all around you, you'll discover the difference between your theology and your reality. The night season is when you are not where you were, but you're not where you are headed. The night season is at the closing of one day, but not quite at the opening of a new day. The night season is where the shadow looms large and clarity is hard to come by. The night season is where fear triumphs and faith fades. It was in the night where Asaph got his song. Hallelujah. Oh God. In the night when Asaph got his song, it was, y'all, when stuff wasn't going well. Asaph got his song. It was in the night when bills were high and sickness everywhere. God gave him a song. I don't know who I'm talking to, and I don't know why you're trying to look like I ain't talking to you, but let me help y'all. It was in the nighttime. Do I have any witnesses in the house who can testify that when you were at your lowest, God stepped in and made a way? Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all, so in the night, the first thing I would like to point out is ASAP's sorrow. I gotta go. ASAP's, my time is already ended. Listen, y'all, but I want y'all to see this. I want you to see ASAP's sorrow. Y'all, this psalm is about moods and tenses. Here it is. Here's how I can best describe you and I. One moment, the psalmist is in the past, but in the next moment, he's in the present. One moment, he's discouraged, but in the next moment, he's encouraged. Y'all, this psalm is the script of one who is desperately distressed and discouraged. He's surrounded by darkness and filled with despair. Some translations have in the heading of your Bible that this is the psalm of Asaph. ASAP, A-S-A-P-H. He's the writer of at least 12 of those psalms. Watch verse 2. Look at verse 2. ASAP describes and details his dilemma. He says, when I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night. I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. Y'all, in other words, he cried out in deep sorrow in the night. Are y'all hearing me? Y'all, he cried out in deep sorrow. So under point one, sorrows, I want you to have an A, which is deep sorrow. He cried out in deep sorrow in the, watch verse one. Watch verse one. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. I'm gonna hang my hat right here, Yolanda. The verse here, cry, is like the crash heard in a thunderstorm. In other words, y'all, his pain was so piercing that his sorrow burst out into a cry of incredible anguish. It was a howling protest from a hurting heart. It's apparent that the sorrow of the psalmist was so devastating that he cried out to God in desperation, like unto a crash in a thunderstorm. His sorrow verbalized into a loud cry. I'm finished, y'all. Let me tell y'all this. Y'all, how about he cried out in deep sorrow? Let me tell y'all, because y'all trying to be cute, that all of us have had our seasons where we have cried out unto God because the pain was so doggone bad. Am I talking to anybody in here? The pain was so bad that you cried out unto God, and it was so powerful, so entrenched, it sounded like the roar of thunder coming across the sky, to the point where you said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. And if thou withdraw thyself from me, where shall I go? Is there anybody in the house today who can testify that when you couldn't say a word, you just cried out to God? Now let me help y'all with this. When you cry out to God, I need to leave you on this. God will answer you. Do I have a witness in the house? Is there anybody who can testify that when I cried out to God, the Lord answered me? Yes! When I cried out to him, the Lord answered me. Is there anybody in the house who can testify that when you cried out to him, the Lord answered you? Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, may not come when you want him, but he's always. I said, always. Is there anybody who knows? He will answer you. Shout glory.